Hello?
Yes, Carolyn?
Yes.
Hi, my name is German. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a small four-minute survey about issues facing Phoenix. May I please have 4 minutes of your time to participate, please?
Okay, from what research?
It's an opinion research regarding...
Oh, opinion. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. And you are Carolyn, of course. You're female, and continue in English. And you are currently living in the Phoenix area, Levine area?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Otherwise, there's no point of the survey. Just a second. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix in general are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. So this area lies south of Salt River, north of south of Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Now, I don't need your birth date. I just need the year of your birth to have on record that you are over the age of 18. Just the year, please.
73.
Thank you much. Sound younger, by the way.
What did you say?
You sound younger.
I look younger, too.
Okay, that's what they said. It's supposedly scientifically proven that if you sound younger, you also look younger.
Awesome. Yeah, I baby awesome. Talk. I'm just kidding.
Okay. I'm not that younger. No, I'm just kidding. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I live with a bunch of honkies.
And overall, would you describe the quality of life in Levine to be excellent, good, just fair, or good? I mean, I'll look for it, I'm sorry.
Are you from, do you know the Levine area?
Lake Havasu is probably the only area I know of Arizona. Other than that, no.
Okay. Okay, so... No, it's not good.
Not good. So then it's fair or poor?
The houses are, like, very expensive. What are you talking about? The atmosphere?
This question would be overall, everything in general. The life...
Oh, everything...
Itself,
I mean, it's good.
Life. Okay, thank you. And we'll get to that, what you just mentioned, in just a moment.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. On this list, please rate each of these on a scale from a 1 to a 5. A 1 means that it would mean very little to improve the quality of life, and a 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life in Levine. And you can use any number in between as well. The first one would be to have more paying good jobs in Levine. You give the what number?
I don't even know about work.
Don't know is also an...
don't know. I don't know.
So I'll go to the next one. What about more dining and entertainment options in Levine?
So we don't need any more.
Okay. So then, the question is basically...
We have plenty.
Okay, so that means that it would mean very little to improve the quality of life if you had more of that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then a 1?
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. It's okay. And the next one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy. A 1 meaning it wouldn't really improve the quality of life, and a 5 would be that it would help the quality of life in Phoenix.
No,
sorry,
it's 1. Yeah,
okay.
1. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about more parks and recreational opportunities? Does that help the quality of life in Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay.
5.
So
I would say 5.
Okay. Thank you. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses? Would that help the quality of life?
1.
Okay. Better public transportation options.
I don't know.
Okay. And the last one on this topic is better streets and road maintenance.
5.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker? That's a tough one, really.
I guess employed. Well, I'm really like a homemaker, but
And what type of homes do you make? No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm, you're right. I could probably build a home, but, yeah, actually just say homemaker.
Okay, cool. Now, thinking about businesses in your area, now, would you say that there are too many, too few or there are about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too few, too many, or about the right amount?
It's actually just right. I know what their plans are on bringing more in, so it's just right.
So it's about the right amount, okay?
Yeah, if everybody's willing to work fast food, then they're in the perfect spot for that.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or there are about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
I'd say maybe like a 3.
So then would you say that there's too many? I'm sorry, there's too few?
Yeah, I mean, we're actually, I know we're growing, so it's hard for me to answer that question.
No, it's okay. Like
but I would say it's like somewhere in the middle.
Okay, so too few would be the one in the middle.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For these, each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. The first one would be restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes.
Okay, so then a yes somewhat or a yes strongly?
Yes, strongly.
Thank you. What about dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No, okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly, yeah.
Thank you. What about doctor's offices and hospitals?
Oh, we don't have a hospital, so yes.
Okay, so strongly yes, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the last one on this topic is home goods stores and other retail stores like Target. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, strongly?
Strongly, yeah.
Perfect, thank you. And we are at 57%, almost completed. So in your own words, because I'm going to be typing this in a little box, please tell me what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Levine?
Like home stores, like Potato Barn or...
Is the name of the store Potato Barn?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
I know, it's hilarious. But it's actually, they have really, really nice stuff. And like home goods stores.
Okay. So Potato Barn and what else? What else?
Should I name them specifically?
Yes.
Okay, so like...
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, like the name of the store or a business that you would like to see more of.
Yeah, like Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay. There's really not one there?
Hmm. No. There's a lot of food places.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it used to be a farming community.
Oh, okay.
And then they started building up a little area north of the farming community. And then it was at one time one of the highest gang crime areas in Phoenix.
Oh my goodness.
Like people were shooting down the streets. Like 15, 20 years ago, my friend bought a house it was like 15 years ago. They bought a house and it was like their first house. They were so proud. They did it really nice. And they were really brand new, nice houses, but they have like a lot of refugee programs.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like worse than MS-13.
Are you serious? Worse?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
They were worse because they didn't care. They would like fight out in the street and like shoot at each other. They were like refugees from Uganda.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Gotcha. Well, in case, thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? Would you say that, that is to say how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate?
It's a very big problem. I mean, you can't work in Levine because most of it's like restaurants and fast food and afford to live in Levine.
Gotcha. And the other one is like the complete opposite. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is it a big problem?
Yeah, it's pretty low.
So then it's a very big problem then.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
But we don't want more people because it causes more problems.
Gotcha. So now still thinking about the residential development, I'm going to read you a list of four. On this list, there these four, just tell me yes or no, you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. So the first one is housing options for seniors. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes somewhat or yes strongly?
Yes strongly.
Thank you. What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Single family detached homes?
Yes.
Strongly?
Strongly, yeah.
And the last one is multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No, okay. Just a moment. Thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
More than 20.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home? Do you rent your home, or are you living with your friends or family?
No, I actually rent a home, but okay. I'm in the process of buying a home. But I'm going to buy it in the farming part of Levine.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I'm going to read you this last list, and this is some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. On each of these, just tell me if you're in favor of or you oppose. There's a strong oppose, there's a somewhat oppose, there's a somewhat favor, and there's a strongly favor. The first one is, yes, this is the last list. The first one is repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Favor
with,
or oppose?
With what?
With new housing. So basically repurpose or replace, I'm thinking empty parking lots with new housing. Are you opposed to that or in favor? Or don't know? Don't care.
I'm opposed to that.
And are you strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. Now, what about changing or change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Opposed strongly.
Okay, thank you. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Opposed somewhat.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Stores?
Yes, replacing empty stores. Apparently there's empty stores and commercial properties with new housing, meaning any old business.
I don't even know what that means because I don't, I'm not sure that we have that.
Okay, and me neither because I don't live there. So let's just skip it then. I'm going to put no. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly opposed.
And the last one on this topic is changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
I'm still strongly opposed.
Okay.
I mean, houses are fine, but... I mean, Levine is finally getting out of that, like, high gang, you know, crime rate. And I think that is terrible.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Now, finally, these last three questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I've got my associate's degree.
Okay. Thank you. And stop me when I get to the right amount of your annual household income. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, or more than 125,000? Total annual income.
More. I would say more than 125.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly, even I know your name, but strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Carol.
Thank you, Carol. It was nice talking to you. Thank you so much for your participation, and you have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye.